SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
We kick off the show, as we always do, with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Gary, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting start to the week as we wrap up the month of October. A red start for local counters, but that has a lot to do with the red day that we're seeing on resource stocks.
Yeah, it's resource stocks, but it's primarily the gold miners. And it's really what's been lifting our index over the past, right for the past year or so. So if you look at it, the diversified miners actually had a decent day. So we had the likes of BHP Group up 1.62%. We had Glencore up 1.67%. But we had the resource index down over 7% for the day. And you can see all of that pain is coming from the gold miners. I mean, Goldfields down more than 10%. Harmony down 9%. Anglo Gold also down around 8%. So this is very much an isolated gold story, or I say gold, but gold and platinum. We also had a couple of the platinum miners falling. So Impala down about 5, Volterra also down just over 5. So let's say gold and platinum is where the pressure has been coming through. That dragged our overall top 40 index down 1.7%. And if you contrast that to what's happening in the US at the moment, and we've got the S&P 500 up 1% and the NASDAQ up about 1.6. It's certainly not a broad-based decline in indices if you were just looking at the screen, because we had, pretty much the European markets flat for most of the day. So very, very isolated story there. And I think our Rand as well, like also actually having a little bit of the shine taken off it. You're obviously going to talk about us being removed from the gray list a little later on. But that should have potentially strengthened our currency. As it is against the US dollar, we're pretty much flat at 1723. And I think that could be a little bit of this gold rally unwinding.
Now, Gary, you mentioned that, of course, the moves today seem isolated to a particular sector. I think it's important to remember that the move to the upside was isolated as well. I mean, if I remember correctly, South Africa to date might be in the top three of best performing equity markets year to date. And that is largely driven by the same rally that we're seeing a bit of a cool down on. Now, this cool down doesn't necessarily mean this is the end of the rally, does it?
No, not at all. But it's very difficult to tell. So you're 100% right. So when we did our kind of third quarter update, when you're looking at the year-to-date performance of let's say JSE all share stocks, 9 out of the top 10 are gold and platinum miners. And it's not a small gap either. These stocks are up over 200% because of the operating leverage in the businesses. When you have a gold price running like we've seen, their share prices go absolutely berserk. And, you've got kind of the next best counters, the likes of Blue Label and MassPass, they're up in kind of like mid double digits compared to these 200% rallies. So it has been isolated, but to your question of does this mean it's over? That's difficult to tell, because when it's based on something like gold, and we've seen gold dipping below $4,000 an ounce at the moment, we just a touch below. Gold is a very difficult. Yeah, commodity. I want to say commodity, but a lot of people look at it as a currency as well. But it's very difficult to value because it doesn't necessarily have an intrinsic value. It's not a widely used in industrial as an industrial metal. It's not the same as platinum, where just under half the demand is coming from autocatalytic converters. Gold has value because people perceive it to have value, because we've seen central bank buying, because we've seen flows into ETFs, and because you can't price it looking at its coupon or looking at the dividend it's paying and kind of calculating its cost of capital, and you can't work it back. This is, it's very scary at these levels, because it's simply the belief that people have in it with its, let's say, 1,000-year-plus track record that keeps it propped up. And and when you do get wobbles like we've seen now, you do tend to see kind of more speculative investors withdrawing, and that's why you see the more exaggerated price movements.
Gary, speaking of things people have belief in, the US Fed has their meeting this week, and the market has a belief that we're going to get 2 rate cuts, even though Fed Chair Jerome Powell has not confirmed that in writing anywhere. What are your expectations this week?
Yeah, I think overwhelmingly that we are going to get a 25 basis point cut, and we'll probably get another 25 basis point cut in December as well. So this week we're looking at obviously that drop. I mean, inflation, it's still above the Fed's target, but certainly I think the labor market is in a lot more focus at the moment. So, the kind of rhetoric we've been hearing out of Fed governors is that we are probably going to see a cut, and I mean that is almost fully priced in. Another 25 basis points on the 10th of December is also expected, which will take it down a little bit further. And the time when it starts to, almost stabilize is only the 28th of January meeting. And there's still about a 50% chance they'll cut again as well. So it does look like we're in for much easier monetary policy coming out of the US, at least for the next couple of months.
Someone that would be loving that information would be the President of the United States, in President Donald Trump. He's set to meet with President Xi Jinping of China whilst they are on the same continent. Do you have any expectations of that meeting? Are you looking at anything there? I know the trade war has been kind of in focus around that. Is that something markets are still looking at?
I think it's front and center. I think it's one of the larger economic risks, or certainly the geopolitical risks that we're facing. And we remember how markets reacted to, really the shutting down of trade between the US and China, after the Liberation Day tariffs. Markets were almost in free fall until we saw the taco trade playing out and the White House backing out of some of the more dire threats. And I think market participants are, to a large extent, discounting the fact that there is going to be a deal, that we're going to see a de-escalation, come Thursday. We've already seen the US and China have agreed a framework on a trade deal, and now it, I suppose, comes down to what happens on Thursday itself. And I don't, as much as I think the US president currently likes to make these sweeping announcements, and I'm sure we'll get one out of it, whether that's going to be implemented as announced, I'm not so sure. And I think most people are expecting a slow de-escalation of the tension between China and the US, and hopefully a slightly more free flow of goods and services.
Well, we all live in hope, and we have to wait until Thursday to find out what that hope means. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Gary Boyson, the Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, for joining us to get a sense of market movements throughout the day, some expectations ahead of some important meetings this week, and what we make of it all.